This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort & Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort & Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in?
Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What it do?
Ahoy.
What's up? Good Thursday. How's everybody doing?
A little jammed up. I kind of want to just bail on this after an hour or two and go watch the Fiesta Bowl. I hate when there's a big game that I actually want to see and we have to, you know, work.
It's not the best.
It's not. Because you get distracted and you're like, you're catching every other, you know, play and you can't hear it. And this stupid job thing
is... What a plight.
It's really bumming me out. My buddy on Monday was like, hey, you want to play golf? I'm like, no, I have to work. And he's like,
well, you have tomorrow off.
That's true. But then there's that other game that I see.
Well, it starts until 4:30.
Yeah. No. Monday, he wanted me to play golf.
Oh.
And I was like, do you?
Well, I'm just saying play tomorrow.
He doesn't have a real job, and neither do I. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you.
And yet here you are bitching about
and
it.
And here I am, yeah. So maybe just shut up and watch the muted Fiesta Bowl.
I feel you. Especially when it's one you got money riding on, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be doing a show.
No. I would like, this is one of those where, and tomorrow I will be, I'll be holed up on the couch, maybe ordering some chicken tendies. I don't know. Sit down and just pop a couple banquets and that's.
Well, at least we get to watch that one in the privacy and the comforts of our own home.
Yes.
Because it's going to be on the fan. You know?
I think both of these, pregame starting at, I don't know, all day. And then we got the watch party out at the Thirsty Lion and, you know, it's a whole thing.
A little weird. That it's on a Thursday and a Friday?
A little strange.
Yeah.
A little strange, but yeah, I don't think they want to touch the NFL, which I get.
What do you think the ratings would be if they went up against? So, Panthers-Rams first?
I think that's the early game.
Bears-Packers. What if both games were opposite those two games?
You don't want to do that.
You just... Well, I know you don't, but what would the ratings be? How much worse would they be?
I'm guessing a couple mil.
Yeah?
Yeah, it would be significant.
Couple mil?
It'd be significant. I mean, these games should get 20 plus, I would think.
You think so? 20?
I think these are going to be in the high teens. I think these are going to be in high teens and maybe crack 20. And if you're going head-to-head with the NFL, I think we're talking about the low teens. You don't want to do that. I mean, Miami Ole Miss, I guess it's not the big name brands, but Miami is. And there's good stories behind it, and Oregon's become a national brand. I think these games are going to do big ratings, but I remember when Bama and Michigan played, that thing did like a 27 in the semis.
Yeah, this says Indiana-Bama, 24 million.
Yeah.
Miami-Ohio State and Ole Miss-Georgia, 19 million and 18.7 million.
Yeah, so we should be in the high teens and the 20s.
But those games were weekend games, weren't they? Or holiday games?
Were those holiday games?
Nah, I can't remember. They dragged this thing on so long.
I know. It's always wonky. Look, they avoid the NFL for a reason. Everyone avoids the NFL. You just...
Yeah, I got you.
You know, except for the NBA, I guess they didn't try to avoid the NBA. They just... Or I guess the NBA, like, adopted Christmas, and then the NFL was like, no, that's ours. Although the NBA games did pretty good on Christmas this year. I think they got like 6 or 7.
People watch it.
Yeah. So it was good. It's just... You know, the NBA is like, yay, 6 million. And the NFL is like, here's 30.
6 million?
Yeah.
We'll give you 6 million. We have 36 million.
I think you could have an NFL logo with just like a bird taking a dump on it, and it would do 6 million.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean the wait, what?
If you just played the red zone music and then the NFL shield was on it and then Burge just took a dump, I think you'd get 6 million people.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
I think
No game. Just birds.
Just the NFL logo and birds taking dumps, and people would be like, wait, the NFL is like they would stick around waiting to see if the NFL was going to come on.
They should try that.
They should.
If the birds break out in a football game or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know at the end of the
red bird goes deep.
You know at the end or the beginning of the red zone, if you tune in and they just play it just has the red zone logo and they play the music. I think that does 6 million. I think people just sit there and be like, start.
Can't be any
worse. Start.
Can't be any worse than watching the Eagles offense, can it?
No.
Like the countdown to it.
Yeah. The countdown.
You at least have 5 minutes on. I can't miss a minute.
The countdown gets 6 million guaranteed. Like you criticize the NFL all you want, but that thing is just
Who criticizes the NFL?
Lots of people do.
Come on.
Yeah. That thing is freaking freight train.
NFL's
from hell.
Great.
Yeah.
But we'll watch this stupid college stuff tonight, I guess. You know what I love? So you're a BYU guy.
Mm-hmm.
Our main man, Steven, over there, does not have a major college affiliation.
No, Concordia, not skilled at the art of football.
And I appreciate that you have not just chosen someone. I think that's commendable, because some people do.
Yeah.
And it's not authentic, you know.
I choose to hate everybody.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of fans that are like, oh, well, I didn't go, you know, you didn't go. Yeah, like they went to Concordia or whatever, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a huge Duck fan.
Yeah. Are you? Southern Oregon, you know, Dusty. Dusty's although his dad played there. But Dusty's a Southern Oregon guy, and he's a Duck through and through. But at least his dad played there. It's something.
But what I was about to say is, as a Kansas fan, anytime there was a big tournament game,
mm-hmm.
I absolutely hate it when our game is the first game. It sucks. Because you want to ease in, you want to not have the pressure yet.
Sure.
It changes once your game starts, but watching the other games first is great. I'm thinking of Duck Fan tonight, where it's fun. You just sit back,
mm-hmm.
you get a nice little teaser of Miami Ole Miss. You don't have to worry about it, but you do want to watch it. That's going to be your opponent if you win,
mm-hmm.
and you ease into the playoff that way, and then that gets you fun. Then you get to go tomorrow. Like, your day is tomorrow.
Sure. I will tell you, along those same lines, I hated when we got the ball. I always wanted our defense out on the field first. I didn't like, it's the same thing. I liked even though I wasn't playing, I liked the game starting and getting a feel and then going out and play. I hated having to go out and start the game. I always preferred to be the second game. I always preferred to be the second group on the field.
Yeah.
And someone points out with my bird taking a deuce on the NFL logo, what would happen was people would start gambling on the bird turds.
Well, yeah.
And it would do 6 million.
And it would probably do 30 million then, because now everybody's tuning in to watch their bets.
If we just put a scrolling ticker on the bottom and we had various bets that you could make on which is the bird to turd next, the size of the bird turd, where on the logo it would get, you would do 6
Fantasy
million.
Fantasy bird turds?
Fantasy bird turds. 6 million, you know, no problem.
This is a good idea. Should we start open it? We should have a book, maybe run by Steven. Yeah. He's an expert. We should have a book and take bets on our show. We'd get way bigger ratings.
100%.
People are tuning in to see if they win their bets.
The next drop, the next phrase that I'm
Will
going to
Suits,
butcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
100%.
Why have we not thought of
How long are we going to go over in the opening segment?
Yes, over under every segment?
Yeah.
The problem is, as I'm controlling that, like I can, you know, I'll get in your ear.
Manipulation.
I'm manipulating it. What I got money on, that dinner? Break.
go!
Come on, well, Rob, break.
Well, you remember on Poly Market, there was, I'd be interested to know, because I think this stuff, they keep it obviously very close to the vest and secret. Some dude on Poly Market bet $30,000 that we were going to take out the president of Venezuela, like by a certain date. And literally the next day we went in and got him. That dude made like 400 grand. Like someone spilled the beans on that to somebody, and they were like, all right, 30 grand, let's do it.
Well, you want to know what happened today? The White House had the briefing today.
Yeah.
They on Poly Market, they had how long the briefing would be.
Oh.
And it was 65 minutes was the over-under.
Yeah.
They cut it off right at 64:30. She just took right off. And it was all the favorite money was on over 65 minutes.
Yeah.
So people made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Well, you, and because it went under.
Well, yeah, you know someone.
And it looked like she kind of glanced at a clock. I'm not even lying. It looked like she kind of glanced, and then she just was like, gotta go.
Wow, really?
Gotta go. I'm out. Bye.
You're telling me that if you weren't friends with the secretary, is it Levitt or whatever that was doing it? You tell me you wouldn't be like, hey, just so you know, man, I got like 50 G's riding on this. If you
keep
just
under 65,
if you just go ahead and just keep that at 64.30, that'd be great.
Do we learn something from this that we can use moving forward on those things? Like
if we have,
yeah,
if we have to know. White House,
you have to know something,
right?
Or they're always going to go. Well, you have to know what's the most bet, but it tells you what's the most bet, right?
I don't know. I've never done Poly Markets.
Yeah, it tells you a percentage.
I believe it tells you the number of.
Yeah, I do. But if you're laying big wood, you got to have insider information. You know, you just
especially on stuff like this because you know it's being manipulated.
Yes, 100%.
So they were fading the big everybody was on the over.
Everyone was on the over 65
and they were
minutes.
Like, nope, gonna be the under.
She was in the middle of a sentence like 64:30, and she's like, okay, gotta go by.
This isn't like the sharps. This is someone I'm sure that gets in her ear and just says, hey. Like, someone leaked the information that we were going into Venezuela. That caught everyone off guard except for one dude who bet $30,000 that we were going to invade a country and kidnap their president. And he And he felt so confident about it, he rolled 30 G's on it. I'm sorry, that's not a whim. That's not, well, I feel like the odds. No. That's someone who whispered, just so you know, we're going in and we're going in
tomorrow's
now.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow's the day. And you're like, thanks. Like, if your buddy was like a Navy SEAL, and he was like, hey, just so you know, like, we found Bin Laden. Tomorrow? Yeah, we're going. Like, this is full go. Back in the day, you're telling me you couldn't jump on Poly Market and bet every dollar you have? Yeah, Bin Laden dies tomorrow. Been searching for him for like a decade, and you happen to pick the one day that we're going to kill him, and then it happens? Yeah, there's money to be made.
But none of that's regulated.
No, it's all Thunderdome.
What Poly Market are you closest to? Like, do you have... Because we don't have any ins at the White House.
No, I used to,
of course.
I will tell
Thanks
you...
Thanks a lot, Obama.
I will tell you this. I didn't necessarily know I could exploit it, but when Chaunce was arrested, I talked to one of the guys that was there in the FBI. I didn't realize that how close he was to it. I think I could get FBI. Like, if we had someone in Portland that was going to get arrested by the FBI, I think I could get us the inside scoop. Although he's really honest, and I don't know if he'd spill the beans, but had I been aware of it, I could have done the, hey, just so you know, Chauncey Billups is getting arrested tomorrow. What were the odds of that? No one saw that.
Well, that wouldn't be on there, though.
But could you have gotten...
But you can create it.
But let's say Sataki would have left to Penn State. Could you have gotten inside info who Penn State or BYU would have hired?
Yes. I have friends on that staff. I could have... Yeah.
Like, that's where we manipulated, Rob.
What are you doing? You're costing yourself money. Why are you not on call sheet?
Because the thing is Sataki was the favorite to get the Penn State job. You could have bet against that.
Yes.
I made
a
ton.
But then here's the thing is like you have
to. Or at least tell us.
You have to be really.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. I mean, I have teammates of mine, including him, that are on that staff. I don't know if they would. How much would they really tell me if I called them? It's like. Because I gotta have to tell them why. Hey, dude, I really need to know this. Like, my mortgage is like, would they? I kind of want to find out now. I kind of feel like I want to send a text and be like, hey, just, you know, hypothetically, if I were to bet a large sum of money, would you leave me out to dry or would you give me some inside information? But yeah, if you're willing to go down those roads, there's money to be made.
So on Kalshi, they have sports, politics, economics, culture, tech, and science. And under that is AI, space, and energy.
Yeah. You can bet on anything, right?
Climate. I mean,
you can bet on the weather.
Yeah. They have climate, snow and rain, daily temps, climate change, natural disasters, and hurricanes. They have crypto, companies, financials, transportation, and then mentions.
Yeah.
I saw they changed it so you could do like almost live bets where you can bet on it within the next 10 minutes, will Bitcoin go up or down?
Yeah. I mean, it's no different than like the people in Congress that are the greatest stock traders of all time. Every one of those people goes into Congress worth no money, and then like 10 years later, they leave and they're worth $40 million. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nancy Pelosi, and who was the Wisconsin guy that just retired? Handsome fella. Scott something or other. Every one of those people, while making $170,000 a year, somehow made like $20 million. Oh.
Here's one for Miami Ole Miss on Kalshi. Uh-huh. What will the announcers say during the game?
Oh, gosh.
No good, wild, what a catch, yeah. Turf, windy, wind, Super Bowl, late hit, schedule, Heisman. You can bet on
yeah.
Tush, push, draft, State Farm.
So how
Lane Kiffin?
How easy is it to simply, if you know someone that's on that broadcast? I look, if I was doing that game and Rob called me and was like, "Hey, dude, can you work in a wild or whatever?" Yeah.
See, I think there's our closest. Yeah,
I got you, man.
I think that's our closest poly market, right?
Can you get
there?
A hold of Demers?
The media market. They say you can bet on if they say the word freshman in the game. You can bet on that.
Just once.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah, they
you
just
have to say it one
yes,
time.
Yes, they don't say it one time.
How's that not hit?
Well, because you have to pay. Like, yeah, it's 97%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you got to pay. Yeah. Here, let me put in. So let's say you bet
like $100 and you win like a buck.
Yeah, to bet like 10,000 on that, yeah. I would win $96.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, it's just not.
So you're
yeah.
doing it, is what you're saying.
Well, what if they don't say freshman?
Exactly. Oh, you wouldn't. Because what are the. There's no yeah. benefit to you. But here's the thing. If you were to know the broadcasters, could you simply say under right. no circumstances, you son of a bitch, do you say freshman? And you're like, all right, man,
Kirk,
I can go.
Don't you dare say it.
I could go an entire broadcast without saying freshman, no problem. You know, he's calling him a rookie or whatever, the youngster.
First year.
Next thing you know, hey, man.
Yeah, so if you bet no, you can only buy, okay, it won't let me bet that much. See, it'll limit you on the
yeah,
big
you,
payouts.
Yeah, what you can do.
The longest shot on the board of words they will say is late hit.
Hmm.
You can bet if they say late hit and you say yes, you bet $1,000, they'll pay you $2,500.
Yeah. So they, yeah.
So $1,500.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't. This is just a wild world
not
that we're living
bet.
In.
Not a bad bet, is it?
If all of a sudden we're all gone, it's because we made money off these announcers.
Kalshi.
We got to hold it to Murs and he's certain yeah. saying everything we want him to.
It just
well, yeah. we need the Blazers in the playoffs because they're not going to have it for just a regular Blazers game.
Our streaking
hey.
Portland Trail Blazers.
Did they win last night?
They did.
They did.
On a reviewed
Tippin.
No counties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I may have been at the bar.
Would it have counted?
Down underneath.
Or should it have counted?
No. No. It was, I mean, it was like a fraction of a second.
Like literally on the edge of the
yeah,
fingertip.
It was a
zero.
Yeah.
Seconds.
The I forget who it was for Houston.
Tari Eason. Yeah. Went up Eason. And tipped it in.
Yeah. He tipped it in. It goes in. Houston bench goes crazy. Everyone's like, oh my God, they lost on that. They reviewed it. And I mean, it is as close as humanly possible because he didn't shoot it. It's just, it's a tip in and it is. Just barely on his fingertips. And what was weird is being at the game, like we're all kind of sitting there watching it. And then next thing you know, they said no go. And then they released the streamers and they're like, they win. It was very strange, but it's a big
win.
So
did people know they won?
Yeah.
When they released the streamers?
Yes. Okay. Well, and they came out and they said, no good. Game's over and Blazers win. And then the stream, it was a very strange vibe inside, but. Yeah, they won. Denny had 41.
Yeah, it would be a very Portland thing to drop the streamers after a loss, though.
Yeah. It gets reviewed again. Right. They're like, pay no attention to the streamers. Clean those up.
It actually counts.
Someone on the text line has 20,000 that you get arrested tomorrow based off of this conversation. And that's not a bad little play. All right, well, let's get started. We do only have an hour and 13 minutes until Ole Miss Miami.
Now we're going to be distracted at that point.
Very much so. Yeah. So let's talk about it. Focused style.
Get going.
Coming up next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in?
Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, the first college football playoff semifinal is coming up tonight at 4:30. It's over on 910, but you should listen to us listen to it.
Yes.
Or, I mean, listen to us watch it.
Which is always riveting radio. Trust me, if something happens, we'll let you know.
Yeah, you'll hear it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So they're playing this one in the Fiesta Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and it is Ole Miss in Miami.
Yeah. Dude, we got some good storylines. I mean...
Oh, great game.
Indiana, I've said all along, this would be the greatest story in college sports history if Indiana finishes this thing off. You could also make the case, especially in this world we live in and all the turmoil and we hate the transfer portal and everyone's yelling about college football and coaches, for Ole Miss to finish this thing off as well and they were to win it, that's pretty good.
Do you have two of the best college football stories ever in the same Final Four?
Yes. If Ole Miss and Indiana play each other, and I don't think that's going to happen, but if they did, the winner of that, dude, just put the crown on for best college story in modern history. Now, if Miami or Oregon wins it, it's just a good team with a lot of talent that wins it, and it's cool because then for Miami, you're back, and the U and all that, and then for Oregon, it's your first one. So there's great storylines either way. But if you take your fandom out of it, it's not even close. Indiana and Ole Miss are the darlings. If you don't have a rooting interest, you're going for one of them.
Dare we say Oregon's the worst story of the four? It's just kind of Oregon.
Yeah, it's just kind of Oregon. Yeah.
Miami's pretty interesting because it's the U.
It's the
and
U.
And the history. And
whereas Oregon would just be, you've had a 30-year build, you've come close a couple times, but you're already viewed as one of the big dogs, and the last thing you have is to finish this thing off. And if you do win, it's going to be like, oh, all right, well,
Oregon. Wouldn't the story be if they win it, it's for Phil Knight? Like he finally got one?
I think it's just Phil Knight, the program, it'll just be the culmination, like I said, of a three decade long climb. Because the only thing Oregon doesn't have at this point, right, you're some of the best facilities in the country. We know the uniforms, right? You have Heisman trophies. I think you've won most of the major awards. You've won an Outland trophy. I think you've won a Doak Walker. I don't think you've won a Biletnikoff, but you've won most of the major awards. You've had a coach of the year, right? Like you're certainly a big draw. The last thing you have is the national championship, and that's it. So yeah, it's just a cherry on top. Whereas the other two are like, oh my God. And then Miami, it would be Michael Irvin beating some water cooler and dying on the field of a Coke overdose. And then,
do we have a Michael Irvin camera tonight?
I would assume so.
Michael Irvin Polymarket?
I want a Mike. There you well, go. There should be one.
I guarantee there is.
He's going to get on all fours at some point.
I have never in my life seen a fan, an ex-player, just an affiliate of a program act the way a 60-year-old Michael...
59?
59.
He's about to turn 60.
I have never seen anything quite like it, and I am equally terrified, fascinated, intrigued, kind of turned on by everything that guy does. It is just...
Yeah, he's obnoxious and embarrassing, but also kind of great.
If you did a little, like you said, an Irvin camp, like in the corner, like the size of like a little paper card, like a playing card, if you just did one down in the corner of the screen, or maybe up, like where the square bug is, so we don't have to like interfere with the game, and you just showed Michael Irvin the entire time, I think I would be more inclined to watch. I would find myself watching Michael Irvin watch the game more so than the game itself.
So high tea. I have a Michael Irvin tidbit.
Do you?
Well, did you know that? So I had to Google this because I was asking the question. I'm like, why is he always like? I get it that he's an alum.
Yeah.
But you can't just do whatever you want.
Oh, I think you can when you're Michael Irvin.
So I was Googling that. I'm like, why is Michael Irvin so up in their business? Yeah. I mean, do they just let him because he's Michael Irvin and he's so high tea that nobody wants to confront him?
Well, and he played with Cristobal.
Well, that's what I didn't know that.
Oh.
And so I Googled and I found out that, yeah, they're very close. And Cristobal invites him to the games. He likes his energy. And shocking. And they have a big high tee off before the game. You know, who knows what that looks like.
Oh, God.
But they do it behind closed doors. But Irvin...
They like touch tips or something?
He was... Well, whatever high tee people do to prove who's... You know, who's tougher in that moment. Irvin was a host for Cristobal when Cristobal was recruited. This was like 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When Cristobal, because Cristobal won titles as an offensive lineman under Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
And of course, Michael Irvin was there. Irvin hosted Cristobal on his recruiting visits, which I can only imagine what happened on those. Mm. And they are to this day friends. And that's why Michael Irvin is always basically doing whatever he wants on the Miami sideline.
It's just, yeah, you would think most people. Like I get, like if you're a Hall of Famer, you can come down on the sidelines of your team's game.
But you have to, but you have to get the pass.
You got to get the pass and all that.
And they're not always there.
And I'm willing to guess, this is just a shot in the dark, that if Marcus came down and wanted to be on the sideline for the Duck game, Lanning obviously would be about it. But if he started getting on all fours and barking and being Michael Irvin, someone at Oregon, I'm guessing, would probably get a hold of Marcus and be like, hey, man, we love having you here, but we're going to need you to just a notch or two. You're at 11 right now, and we need you at like a 9.
He's got a dog mentality.
And I think with Michael, they just know it's not going down. It's at 11, and it's going to stay at 11. And it's just that he's allowed to do it.
What if like Herbert and Mariota, they're all soft-spoken, like, real nice guys.
Just start belting the water.
What if they just start going high tea? You just put them all in one area, and they just start going high tea over there like Irvin. That's what you need. That's what the Ducks need to get over the top, right?
Someone humping the ground, that's what we need?
He does that!
He sexes the ground.
God.
It's unbelievable.
Well, anyway.
I will say that for, like, a 59-year-old man, he's in incredible shape.
Yeah.
But, you know. Again,
like I said, there's something oddly fun about him, but he's...
It's terrifying.
This is
also a man that I would like to point out that over a haircut, Michael Irvin tried to kill a teammate by stabbing him in the neck with a pair of scissors. And maybe that's what this is. Do you want to tell the guy who almost killed a man over a haircut that he's not allowed to make sex with the 30-yard line? I'm not certain I want to have that conversation. And maybe that's Mario. He's like, you know what? I think someone's like, hey, Mario, he's humping the 30. And Mario's like, just... Let it be, man.
At least he's not trying to stab anybody.
Exactly. You know. Is he stabbing anyone? No. I think he's on a bunch of blow. Does he have cocaine with him? Not that we know. Hey, we're good.
Yeah, we got him right where we want. Yeah. Where we need him.
It's right in that sweet spot.
All right, well, let's talk about the game. There is a game that's
going
to be played.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that when we get back. But first, Stephen with SportsCenter. All right, a couple things about the Duck game. Of course, it'll be on The Fan tomorrow, so we won't have a show. But Joey Harrington is going to join us today to talk about Oregon, Indiana. That will be at 5:30 this afternoon. And we also want to remind you that we are having a Peach Bowl watch party with Dirt, Anthony Newman, and the whole gang. They will be out at Thirsty Lion Washington Square with their pregame coverage presented by Coors Light beginning at noon tomorrow. So you should do some day drinking.
There you go.
And get nice and toasty
I love day drinking.
For the game. So back to Miami Ole Miss. Interesting matchup, isn't it? Because Miami, their defense, they have 46 sacks, which is the most in the country.
Yeah.
And their opponents so far in these two playoff games, their opponents have rushed 59 times for 134 yards.
Yeah, we talked about the Texas Tech defensive front, and we're not talking enough about the Miami front. And I think in these the playoff games that they've had, they have like 60-plus pressures, and I want to say it's like 15 sacks. I mean, they've just been lights out, and their secondary is better than Texas Tech's. So you can make the debate who's got the better front. The Miami linebackers are really good. I don't know if they're as good as the Texas Tech linebackers. You could say the Texas Tech defensive ends are better, but the entire defensive line as a whole, because the defensive tackles from Miami are better than Texas Tech's. Either way, this is a nasty front. And, you know, whoever they play, this is going to be one of those challenges. If you are going to beat Miami, you have to find a way to beat the front. And these last couple weeks, no one has. And as they found, I think, more of an offensive identity, too, and that is don't let Carson Beck screw this up and run the ball and be physical. I think Miami, you're starting to see the Miami team that we thought early in the season looked like one of the best teams in the country. And then we kind of forgot about them. And this team almost didn't make it in.
They barely got in.
Yeah.
But they were good enough. And so was Notre Dame, like, to be honest. There's just not enough room.
Yeah.
But if they win, I just think Bain and Mesidor and those guys.
That's why.
Those guys will seal it, not Beck in the offense. So that's why this game is interesting, because it's either that or it's Ole Miss's offense, because Ole Miss defense isn't great.
No.
But Ole Miss's offense, they scored 34 on Oklahoma's defense, which is a great defense.
Yep.
And they scored 34 and 39 on Georgia's defense.
And Georgia's front seven's really good.
And both of those defenses are top 15.
Yeah.
Miami's defense is number 10.
Yeah.
So what gives? I mean, usually you bet on defense in a situation like that, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Chambliss can scramble. He can avoid pressure. They go up tempo. This is it's a styles make fights game.
Well, in Miami,
that I think helps it helps Mississippi in the styles, in the way that they play. I think they match up better with Miami than you would traditionally think.
And Miami, a lot like it's funny in this world now. We see, I think there's a lot of similarities with Oregon and Texas Tech and Miami and Ole Miss here. They don't sub. There's a lot of these teams now that don't really sub. Indiana doesn't sub a bunch. Miami doesn't sub a bunch. Texas Tech doesn't sub a bunch. So if you are going to say, all right, what could be Miami's kryptonite? It's, you mentioned tempo, a lot of plays. Can you wear out Miami? The other one, too, is a quarterback that can be elusive and make you chase him, and you can play sideline to sideline, tire those guys out. Now, that's what Oregon tried to do against Texas Tech. Didn't work.
Well, Marcel Reed couldn't do it.
Yes.
And that guy can move around.
He can
He's
move
the
around.
Texas A&M quarterback.
Yes.
That's a team that averaged 36 points a game.
Yeah.
And they scored three on their home field against Miami. So it's like maybe these guys are just so nasty on defense that's what will carry them. I just worry if Miami, for whatever reason, falls behind, I don't know how they catch up. Like, their offense, man.
It's not. It's not great. Carson Beck he's a game manager. They do have some guys on the outside. Obviously, Malachi Toney's one of the best receivers in the country. But make no mistake about it, this kind of resurgence of Miami has been behind a really good offensive line with multiple NFL guys on it and Fletcher, their big back. And that's what Miami wants to do. Miami, it has built a bully. And in typical Mario Cristobal fashion, he wants to punch you in the mouth. And here's the thing. This is why I think Miami is going to win this game. Ohio State has the best defense in the country. It may not have the flashy names that some of these guys have, but I'm telling you, top to bottom, front to back, Ohio State's defense has more NFL dudes on it than anybody. I mean, it is a stout unit. And when push came to shove, what was Miami able to do? They were able to punch Ohio State in the face and run the ball on them. And I don't see how an Ole Miss defense when you watch Ole Miss play, and I'm not here to crap on anyone, the Ole Miss linebackers, they ain't good. It's a bad group. They don't get off blocks. It's just not it's not a solid group. And I have a hard time believing that they are going to be able to hold up to the ground and pound game of Miami. And if they do want to sell out, I don't love Carson Beck, But there is some speed and athleticism on the outside. I just think that's the difference in this game. Even if Trinidad Chambliss can have a big game, I'm just not convinced that the Ole Miss defense is going to be able to do what they need to do against a Miami Miami offense that seems to be willing now to just lean into the crystal ball thing and be like, hey, we're just going to run the ball on you 50 times, hold up. And I don't think that's possible.
Is that running back an NFL guy?
Yeah.
He looks awfully good.
And he gets better as he goes. Mark Fletcher.
Fletcher, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like you're right.
He's a big boy.
We forgot about Miami, and then you see him in the playoff, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
They're nasty. If they screw it up, will it be Beck or Cristobal? There's your poly market of the day. Right there.
That's so good.
It's even money, dude.
I know. And that's why...
I bet you Beck makes a big mistake.
The other one, too. Carson Beck against Ohio State... Like, he ran the ball a little bit, too. I mean, he had that backbreaking first down where he ran the ball and kind of put his shoulder down. I think the other one, they have gotten into his head, I think, at the end of this year and have told him, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Nothing dumb.
They've NFL'd him.
One read, two read, and if it's not there, freaking run or throw the ball into the third row.
One of their losses, I forget who they lost to.
Louisville.
Was it the Louisville game?
Yeah.
And they lost to somebody else.
They lost to SMU.
Yeah, it was the Louisville game.
Yeah.
I remember watching that going, they should have won the game. They were much better than Louisville.
Yeah.
But Carson Beck continued to turn it over.
He lost like three in that game. I think he threw four picks.
I think he threw four.
Yeah. Well, to that point, Ole Miss runs the 11th most plays in the nation, 74 a game. Like, they want to speed it up. And so you're right. If Ole Miss gets up, does Miami have the horses? Or are they going to put it on Carson Beck back and say, make a throw downfield? Yeah. Or are they going to continue to try to run with Fletcher, just methodically eat at it? Or is that where Cristobal messes up? Like, I kind of like Ole Miss because of this. I do think Ole Miss, with that speed and the fact that you said this, Suk, Miami doesn't sub that much, kind of a recipe to get up early and put the pressure on Carson Beck. And if that's the case, I'll take Ole Miss all day.
Well, and, you know, you get in the first quarter, Chambliss makes a play or two. Yeah. Like, he is that X-factor guy.
Yep.
Get up 10-0. That's the question.
Yep.
You know, then you've got Beck needing to make some plays, and that's what Ole Miss wants.
Yeah.
That's how they win the game. Yeah. And specialty. Did you know that Ole Miss has the number one special teams in the country?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Their special teams, I guess, are a work of art. Mm. I haven't watched them enough to know, but
how much does the coaching staff stuff matter with Ole Miss? I mean, this is the third week that they've kind of been uncertain. How does that matter going forward?
Look, it is wonky. But the fact that they have their play caller, I think the stuff about running backs coach and tight end, like, some of that stuff's overblown. At this point in the season, you know what you're doing, okay? if I'm the center, I'm not an idiot. If I'm the left tackle, I understand what we've been doing all year. And if my running backs coach isn't there as a running back, yeah, I know that I still have to pick up this guy in protection.
Well, how do you know their center's not an idiot?
Most of the time, they're not idiots. So as long as Charlie Weiss Jr. is there,
BYU one was.
Yeah, guy. So as long as the offensive coordinator is there and is focused, it mitigates it. Look, it's not ideal. But at this point, I do think that as long as he's there and it seems like he's going to be there, it's not the advantage or it's not the distraction that I think everyone is trying to make it out to be. At this point, Ole Miss can smell it, they can taste it. And I don't think anyone is going to lose any sleep over this is what's happening.
Well, we've already seen a game with, I mean, they beat Georgia.
They won two. Yeah. So that's the thing. It would have showed up against Georgia.
Well, the Tulane game is,
that doesn't
count.
Yeah.
But Georgia, it's like, I think there's the answer to your question. Yeah. They beat Georgia with this coaching situation. I don't know how it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I don't know how you beat Georgia if it's a huge problem.
If Charlie, if Weiss is not allowed to coach, holy hell, you're in trouble. Because they just
but
don't.
But he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's there. So as long as he's there, I think we're going, well, we. I'm not. I'm
is
not
he
a
big fellow like his daddy?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. From what I've seen, I do not recall him being.
Well, his dad was large and in charge.
Yeah. That's, well, and it got worse.
Well, yeah.
He's a real little dude, it looks like.
Is he?
Yeah, he's not a.
Oh, good.
I was trying to remember, and he doesn't. Yeah, he's not a big guy.
Name the Ole Miss head coach. Go.
Pete Golding.
Nice. I was reading up on him today because, you know, nobody knows him.
Yeah.
But he is going to be their permanent coach.
Yes.
He's not just interim.
Yeah.
And he played at Delta State.
Mm. I don't know where Delta State. I was going to say, I don't know Delta State. I didn't. I don't. None of that. Where the hell is Delta State?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah.
That is in Cleveland, Mississippi. Mm. He's a Mississippi boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
And he most recently was at, he was a DC in, under Saban in at Alabama.
Okay. Well, and I mean, at this point, again, this is why I was laughing at the Lanning thing a little bit when people were like, oh, he's focused. Everyone's focused. Hey, no, the Ole Miss players are focused. Ole Miss isn't going to be like, well, I mean, we don't have our coach, and maybe I'm going to go play at LA. Like, everyone's going to be dialed into this game. Everyone's going to be dialed in. It's not ideal that Will Stein and Tosh Lapoy are head coaches at somewhere else. It's not ideal that your offensive coordinator is flying back and forth. But at this point, it is what it is. Players are used to it, and here you go. Do I think it's an advantage that everyone at Miami doesn't have to worry about this? Absolutely. Is it the reason why you're going to win this game? Probably not. But if it's a close game and it comes down to a field goal or something like that, then yeah, I think you point to the margins in there, and you're like, maybe someone's eye was off the ball. I would be more intrigued about does Chambliss, you know, he's a guy that everything about them is tempo, tempo, tempo. But when he holds onto the ball, like, he can be a dynamic guy back there extending plays, and he's actually really good at throwing the ball downfield. So if you're Ole Miss, do you want to run the risk of having him hold on to the ball knowing that pass rush is descending upon you? Like, he is a guy that has no problem extending plays. Problem is that if you extend plays against this front and you get negative plays, and now we're behind the chains, and now it's third and six, third plus every third and long every time. Now these guys pin their ears back and start hunting. So how much of that? That's the chess game I want to see, is early on, how many times do they let Chambliss take a five-step drop and move around in the pocket? Or is it, hey, one step, two step, get the ball out of our hand, try to tire them out, and no negative plays? Do they go a little more conservative early on, or do they come out and turn the kid loose and say, hey, go be the best player on the field, and if we're gonna win or lose, we're doing it with the ball in your hands every single time, and you need to be the best player on the field?
Good little matchup.
I think it's a great matchup.
Good little matchup.
And I don't mind seeing defenses that are strangling.
Oh, like, me neither.
I think it's kind of fun. That Oregon-Texas Tech game, while there wasn't a lot going on, I don't mind watching defenses that are just hunting.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. And Miami, watching Miami play against Ohio State, there's a little beam here. I'm like, oh, damn. Like, those Miami, the other one, as physical as Miami secondary is, like, that's old school football. They were hitting kids for Ohio State where they didn't want to get up. There was a couple of plays where Carnell Tate, who's a big time receiver, was short arming balls because he didn't want to get hit over the middle. And that's not something you see a lot in today's football world. And Miami's got secondary guys that are going to come up and put a helmet in your sternum.
Yeah, old Ryan Day remembered he was Ryan Day, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
About that.
Yep.
All right, well, it gets underway at 4:30. In the meantime, we will move on to our wild card wontons. Coming up next on The Fan. All right,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gearing up for Miami Ole Miss in about under an hour. Oh, they've got the countdown clock.
51, yeah. 20.
19. 17. 16.
Just staring 15, at Carson Beck.
14.
It is amazing to me in the world of college ball that we're paying quarterbacks $4 to $5 million and none of them are really any good. Like, what are we doing?
What do you want?
Fernando Mendoza was probably $1 million for Indiana. You could get 4 Mendozas for 1 Beck. And yet, what did we just say with Miami? Miami can win if Carson Beck doesn't do Carson Beck things. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Carson Beck can be good.
He can be.
And you'd rather have him than, like, I'm trying to think of. Well, you'd rather have him than the Texas Tech quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's.
That's why you pay.
He's terrible.
Well, Texas Tech got Sorsby,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why you pay the quarterback. Even Sorsby's not any good. You watched him play, but he's better than Morton.
I used to say all the time that the best job in sports is the backup quarterback in the NFL because you don't have to be any good and they just give you a bunch of money. It might just be now a college quarterback. Damon Williams, who is now, you know, whatever happens here between UW and LSU, that guy's going to make somewhere between $5 and $6 million this year. we'll see what happens with the lawsuits. In any meaningful game, and I really liked him going into the season, and I thought he was actually quite a bit of a disappointment. And in their biggest games, like their losses, I think he had 2 touchdowns and like 8 picks. Like, he was god-awful when it mattered. And yet, based on, I think he can be pretty good, someone was like, would you like $6 million? And he was like, yeah. That's the world we're living in. And we learned nothing this year off of the Klubnicks and the
Klubnick was bad this year.
It's terrible. Nussmeier was awful. Arch was bad early. He got better late. But we had all these quarterbacks. Aiden Childs was dog mess at Michigan State. Someone gave him a bunch of money at Northwestern now. It's like we can't help ourselves in the world of college football. We're like, someone said you're going to be good. $5 million, take it.
You don't even have to be good. That's the thing.
Yes.
You just have to have one person believe, well, he's better than the guy
right.
we got.
Yeah, and
Here's $2 million.
Exactly.
That's just it. That's what I was saying.
He's
like
better than
Tech.
The guy we got.
Well, Beck is better than Morton, so you're going to pay Beck. I mean, Peyton Manning's not out there.
And this thing, like, they paid all that money to Carson Beck. Carson Beck probably wasn't going to start. He was probably going to get beat out by Gunnar Stockton. Ty Simpson is going to go into the NFL, and one of the reasons I can't believe he didn't go back and transfer, but one of the reasons he's not coming back to Alabama is a lot of people think he's going to lose that job to the freshman. And Ty Simpson's like, well, I'm not going to stick around. I'm going to pull a Darren Thomas, and he'll get drafted. But I really am surprised that he didn't go somewhere because Ty Simpson, if Damon Williams and Sorsby are getting $5 to $6 million, I'm guessing Ty Simpson probably could have gotten 7 somewhere. And gotten another year and then tried the NFL. But, you know, it's a weak quarterback class. So if you think you're going to be able to go in there and be a top 10 pick, that's like $55 million guaranteed. So I get it. I'm just a little surprised that he didn't seek money elsewhere.
Okay, now we're going to get back to the NFL playoffs, a real sport.
Oh, yeah. Playoffs.
We got the wontons. I got a lot of, this is the first NFL playoffs to not feature Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Desmond Ridder since 2008.
Did you just throw in Desmond Ridder?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot Desmond.
That's what makes the fact work.
That, yeah.
So no Tom Brady, no Lamar, no Pat Mahomes, or Desmond Ridder. First time since 2008.
What a weird.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there definitely is a changing of the guard.
Of those tent poles.
Well, and one of these quarterbacks has the opportunity here without those guys now. One of them has a chance to really kind of cement themselves. Because if Stafford does it, whatever. But, you know, a Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Josh Allen, why can't I think of Jacksonville?
Trevor Lawrence,
Justin Herbert, Drake May.
Trevy.
Yeah. Like, one of these guys has a chance to really...
Somebody will.
Yeah, plant their flag and arrive on the stage and go from, oh, yeah, we like him, to, no, this is elite status here. Or we end up with a Bo Nix or a Sam Darnold that kind of pulls a Jalen Hurts where we win, and then we talk about him, and then next year we're all like, is he really that good? And everyone's like, well, no, not really, but he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, good luck picking who that's going
to
be, though.
I couldn't even begin to tell you
any of these guys. Yeah. All right, so we'll get to the NFL playoffs. Suk's going to give us his Super Bowl pick next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.